Tonight our 10-minute speaker is Adam from Encinitas.
Good evening, I'm Adam, I'm an alcoholic. And very grateful to be here tonight. Great sponsorship. I pull up tonight and pull up my sponsor, drive down here, pulls into the 45-minute parking spot and backs up. Oh, you're not that special, so just go on into the 10-minute speaker slot. But this process is has been something that it's been more than words can really put into. I just can't put it into words how grateful that I am for this program. My sobriety date is September 19th, 2014. I'm originally from Kentucky. I was raised with three older sisters in a house, and you know, my dad is a Baptist preacher, mom is a nurse, and so it was definitely literally Southern Baptist, and you know, there was some very serious people, and you know, and for the longest time, ever since I could remember, I never felt comfortable in church. Never. Every time I would walk in there, I would listen to my dad preach, and I would see the way that he would carry himself behind closed doors, and I would see the interactions that went on. Not to say that, you know, he didn't present himself well, but you know, when you grow up in that environment, there's a lot of things that you just take inventory on, just like I do now. And so I never felt the presence of God in church, ever. Just never felt that connection. And, you know, I never felt quite right. No matter where I was, what I was doing, I never felt like I just fit in. And, you know, the only place that I felt at home was whenever I was playing some athletics, you know, any sports. It was, for me, basketball and golf. You know, it was something that I grew up with, that it was instilled in me and competitive. I cannot stand to lose. And, you know, when you grew up with three older sisters, talk about smashing an ego. My sister would beat me in basketball, and you know, and then it gets real bad, because then you lose, and then you try to pick a fight with her, and then you really learn, you know, like how to lose. You lose a fight, you know, and it's it'll smash the ego real quick. So, you know, that was my experience, was that you know, when I could seek refuge in that, you know, that was at that point what I felt like I only had, you know. And so I grew up, and my first experience with drinking was when I was, you know, probably 12 years old. I remember, you know, being with a friend the night after church, and my friend, you know, we decided to go down to the park, and we drank a full water bottle full of Captain Morgan, and you know, and I'll never forget throwing up in the toilet the next morning and saying I'll never do that again, and that next weekend I was back at it, and you know, I just couldn't stop. And you know, whenever I was 17, I was arrested by my brother-in-law, DUI, possession, paraphernalia, you know, it was you know, just absolute catastrophe throughout my whole life. And I got another chance. You know, people told me to straighten up. You know, we love you. Can't you get your shit together? And their love wasn't sufficient enough for me to stop drinking and using alcohol. It just wasn't. And, you know, I got another chance. I was able to stay dry for a little while, but I was so miserable. You know, I got several golf scholarships. I signed a letter of intent to play at Eastern Kentucky University. I played there for a couple years until the wheels fell off, and I just ran it into the ground until I could no longer. I couldn't do anything on my own. And you know, for years, in and out of treatments, I couldn't get sober. I couldn't stay sober, and I couldn't actually imagine myself ever putting any days together. I didn't understand how people could really be sober and be happy. It didn't make sense to me. And, I finally came into this program. And it's where I learned pretty much everything that I know today, which isn't much. But what I did learn was how to be honest and to get vulnerable with guys, if it wasn't for coming into these rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous on obviously not on a winning streak, I like one of the token takers said, I was desperate enough. I got to the point where I had tried to kill myself, and drugs, alcohol, the things that were going on, I just couldn't deal, and I didn't know how people can find a solution to actually stay sober and actually live a meaningful and happy, productive life. And so I got into the steps, and I soon realized that all of the uneasiness, all the things that never made me feel comfortable was that spiritual malady that I had deep down inside. That I suffer from an illness of the mind, body, and the spirit. And, until I got into these steps and I started working these steps and implementing them in my life on an everyday basis, it became evident to me how much more, my life is amazing today, and it's all because of Alcoholics Anonymous. I have some amazing people around me. I have meaningful relationships with people that I love dearly and that I know that love me dearly. I can feel that love and I can give that love, and it's something that I've never experienced before I came into these rooms. So what I could say to the newcomer is you continue to come back, you get hooked up with a sponsor, and you work these steps, and what you'll find in these rooms are better than anything a bottle or a bag could ever give you. Thank you.